This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tropical storm Isaias continues to churn its way towards the Florida coast, with residents warned to be ready to evacuate or lose power as the storm gains strength. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said after the storm was downgraded Saturday that residents should not be complacent.
But don't be fooled by the downgrade. We do think it will be upgraded back to a hurricane later on this evening.
Authorities in North Carolina ordered the evacuation of Ocracoke Island, which was slammed by last year's Hurricane Dorian. Isaias's approach comes amid the coronavirus pandemic, and Florida was forced to close several outdoor testing sites. Talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure resumed on Saturday, focused on restoring a newly expired supplemental unemployment benefit, fresh payments to most Americans, and hundreds of billions of dollars in other relief. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
There's still a lot of work to do.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows met Saturday with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This was the longest meeting we had, and it was more productive than the other meetings.
Mnuchin says there's a clear subset of issues both sides agree on.
Extending on enhanced unemployment insurance. We're very interested in schools. We're very interested in jobs.
One potential roadblock, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's insistence the bill protect businesses from potential lawsuits over decisions to reopen. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
Leader McConnell has made it very clear it's a red line.
Staff talks continue through the weekend with more meetings expected Monday. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. This is VOA News.